Busy times for us, busy times for people like the folks at FEMA. And Director of FEMA is joining me this morning, Mike Brown in Orlando. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. You know, I was watching a report last night, and some people along the Space Coast, right after Gene, were complaining the FEMA people weren't there, and where's FEMA? And I'm thinking, well, I'll tell you where they are. They're all over the state, and they're all up and down the East Coast because we've had four hurricanes, and it's not just Florida. I have friends up in Pennsylvania. They had flooding throughout Pennsylvania. You got thousands of people up there, but FEMA's like everywhere now, right?
Well, we are everywhere, and that's what I find actually kind of find humorous when I get over the initial shock of someone complaining about us not being in the state. Is we literally have, you know, thousands of truckloads of ice and water and meals ready to eat that we're distributing all over the state. We've got 5,000 people down here working, and I guess we should always expect that there's going to be one person somewhere who's not happy about something. But I think when you look at the response compared to you know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, this response has been incredibly good for Florida.
Yeah, you can't please all the people all the time, but I got to tell you, generally, the people we hear from, people that have had dealings with FEMA and the other emergency aid people, I mean, it's all been pretty complimentary, so I'm sure that makes you feel good. But you're really stressed here, I mean, as far as just the activities, and where do you find all the people to do all this?
Well, we have a great team at FEMA, you know, that's located all over the United States. We have teams that have come in from California and Washington and Oregon who have come in to do everything that they can to help people in Florida. And when you think about the massive relief effort that we have going, in Florida alone, we have already registered over 400,000 people and have already distributed over $350 million to individuals.
Yeah, you know what else I'm hearing, too, is a lot of people who aren't even sure. I mean, if you have insurance, they say, okay, report the damage and so on to an insurance company, but also give FEMA a call because you may qualify for something from FEMA.
Absolutely. That's always been one of my concerns, is that people will make their own determination, hey, I don't qualify, so they never make the phone call. And I always encourage people, call that registration number at the same time that you're calling your insurance company, because there may be places where we can come in and help cover something that the insurance company isn't covering.
Yeah, in our damage here in Central Florida, widespread, but not as intense as we saw in the coastal areas. I mean, people over there just literally had some of their homes ripped apart. So what does FEMA do in a situation like that where people are homeless? Do you bring in, mobile shelters for them or something?
We do. We actually first try to find apartments or motels or hotels that we can put people in, because really, our travel trailers are kind of the last resort, because those are not always, they're not permanent, they're not the most comfortable things to live in, but we will certainly do that. And we already have a line of trailers coming in, again, literally from all over the country, from Denton, Texas, and from Chicago, and from Washington, D.C., coming down here to house people. But we first try to find them a permanent place, a permanent structure, and then move them into the trailers as a last resort.
Yeah, and we've almost forgotten that it seems like Charlie was so long ago, but Charlie devastated the Punta Gorda area, and I imagine there are a lot of people living in temporary housing down there, right?
Well, and you have the additional problem of we have so many relief workers in here that are taking up, you know, like all the power company folks that come in. I heard a figure yesterday of something like those 14,000 people have come in from the power companies to restore power. They need a place to stay.
Yeah.
So to give you a little perspective, some of the FEMA relief workers up in the Pensacola area, for example, are living in bunks in cargos, in cargo trailers that we have converted to sleeping quarters.
Well, we heard some people were sleeping in their cars and their trucks and going out as they were making their rounds. So
that's right. I ran into one of our employees up in Pensacola who was literally sleeping in their car every night to save a hotel room.
Well, Mike, I think you're doing a great job. I think most Floridians do, too. We appreciate it. Got to go. Good to talk to you, though.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Mike Brown, FEMA director.